Oh yeah, that's right, Brogan. It's that time. It's time to thank the patrons supporting us at that level where they get thanked. Thank you for supporting us, patrons of Hey Buddy Nice Podcast. Oh, Brogan, today I would like to very much thank Andrea Anderson. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you, Andrea. And I would like to thank a new Patreon, BB Hermit.
BB Hermit, thank you very much for joining. And look, here's a name that we've seen a couple of times before. That's Coach Rat Bastard. Thanks, Coach Rat Bastard.
Thank you, Coach. And I would like to thank our resident legal expert. That is Jobeth R. Bowers.
Jobeth Bowers, judgmentalist. The judgmentalist. And I would like to thank Cheesebag Bex. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you, Bex. And I would like to thank Callie Cheesebag.
Cheesebag Callie, Callie Ghost Cheesebag. I know there's multiple names you've said. Thank you very much. Another name we've seen for a long time. That is Cheese Doodle Mifa.
Thank you, Mifa. I'd like to thank Mitsula, our buddy Mitzi.
Mitzi, as always, thank you, Mitzi. You support us a lot. Look, another new name. Hey, Scoop Cheeses, thanks so much for supporting the show.
Jesus! Yes. And I would like to thank the person with the best Scoop name. That is Sebastian Robbins.
Seb, buddy, thank you. Oh, look, it's our good buddy, our good pal, Smitty Scoop. Thanks, Smitty!
And last, but certainly not least, I would like to thank Tristan, the Cheese Supreme Bag.
Thank you, Tristan. Yes, last but not least, last because it's alphabetical order. Thanks, Tristan. If you would like to support the show and get your name read out by us and a whole slew of other things that we might want to give you, go to patreon.com/nicepodbud and check out the tiers there. And yeah, we better get on with the show. One, two, three, clap. Oh, I was behind. Oh, I want to do it. I want to start from the beginning.
You sounded like you were on time to me.
Hi, and welcome to Hey Buddy Nice Podcast. Over there in Scotland, putting things on our store just to satiate their need for Danny Davis. That is Brogan Hastings.
And over there, always entirely patient with me and my love of old men, it's Wayne Jovanazzi.
Oh my God, hurry up. your love of old men. it sounds exactly what it sounds like.
It's so exactly what
it just
like.
It just is. It just
there's,
is.
There's literally no excuse for me.
Nothing more to it.
I have in front of me a multicolored picture of Danny Davis as Jace Moriarty, and to my left, I have my iPad propped up, which has Penn and Teller in their little baseball outfits, and they're so cute.
Hold up the photo for me. I want to take another gander at that on the iPad. Let's see. Oh yeah, that's the one I've seen.
Look
93 and 75. I still can't pick why 93 and 75.
I've
got some theories, but I don't have time to do the research, so.
No, if I had to guess, usually it's their age that they put on it.
Well, Penn is not 93.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, and Teller is 76. So that was maybe printed.
When was Teller born? Let's do the math.
Teller is 45 years older than I am.
Okay, so 1993 minus 45. Math.
This was not a segue to me talk about this. As of recording, it is my birthday tomorrow. I turn 31.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, and Teller's birthday is the 14th of February. Thank you.
Big round of applause. It's a very important day.
Thank you.
Yep. I was going to say happy birthday, but I'm not going to because it's not your birthday.
It's not my birthday. It's a national holiday. They decided to make my Easter on my birthday.
Hang on. Oh, Easter. Yeah, okay. I'm like, April Fool's Day isn't a national holiday.
April Fool's Day is a national holiday.
It is not. You go to work on April Fool's
Spaghetti
Day.
Spaghetti trees.
Otherwise, who are you going to fool? What? Spaghetti
trees? Do you not know
treats?
About this? Oh, my God.
No.
Every year or so, every year, like, the host of like daytime TV will do April Fool's jokes, and one of them years ago was they did a report on the spaghetti tree.
Oh yes, yes, I remember. I used to do some work for a website called Vooks.net, Nintendo website. And every year, I don't know if I've seen him in the last couple of years, but Vuk, Daniel, he would put out an April Fool's joke every year. And because we're in Australia, the rest of the internet loses their shit because they're like, it's not April 1st yet. It's not April 1st yet. When in Australia, it is.
Yeah.
So, like, things like Legend of Zelda jelly beans and stuff coming to just stupid shit.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're almost a little bit believable, but then people get really angry when it's not real. It's like, get with the times, man. Live in the now.
There are certain things we don't joke about on April Fool's Day, and one of them includes bringing back Firefly, because it's just too painful to think. We don't talk about it. stuff like that, yeah. So I think when people do that as April Fool's joke, then, yeah, people get a bit sensitive.
Yeah.
Or on High School Host Club Season 2, yeah, we also get a little bit touchy about that.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's also cheesebags, if you're listening, there are definitely jokes that you shouldn't make. Like, never tell Brogan that Daniel Davis doesn't like them or anything like that as a joke.
Honest to God, that's part of Brogan's prayer. Is please, for the love of God, never let me find out that Matt Donnelly, Teller, Penn, or Danny Davis does not like me. And in any way, shape, or form. Amen.
Amen. P.S. I don't care about Wayne. He can think whatever he wants.
I already know Wayne doesn't like me. That's
fine. Yeah, so we have a working relationship, just like Penn and Teller, and that's it. Yeah.
They've managed to keep their partnership alive for fucking years. We can only hope for that.
Exactly, yeah. Maybe we should stop being friends.
I mean...
Brogan is considering this.
No, I'm thinking. Because for Penn and Teller, they weren't friends, and then they kind of became friends because of their working relationship.
Exactly,
we started as friends, kind of.
Yeah.
Does it work in reverse?
Well, that means friends becoming colleagues, I guess. I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing about Penn and Teller that Penn always says is like, oh, Lennon and McCartney were in love. We're certainly not.
Oh, yeah,
so
exactly.
So we're fine there. I mean, you're like...
Yeah. I mean, but using that logic... I'm nowhere near old enough, for starters. using that logic...
That's so true!
Yeah, it's so true. Using that logic, that is Penn admitting that he is or has been in love with Teller. I mean it seriously. Whether romantically or not, when he says Lennon and McCartney in love, I don't think he means. Yeah,
I think I've spoken about this where I'm like, I do think he loves Teller, but not in a romantic sense.
That
Teller is his person, and I think he would be entirely lost without him.
And I think that's what he means as well. Maybe not. I don't know.
Oh no,
Beatles,
he talks about love affair, and I'm like, no, I think he thinks. Okay. Lennon and McCartney wanted to bone each other.
Probably. Every time you say Lennon, I know you're saying John Lennon, but I'm just picturing Comrade Lennon.
Oh, you're thinking that. I'm thinking... and it's not even the same word, but I say it and I think Lemon Grab from Adventure Time.
That would just be unacceptable. Something I've seen!
Something you have seen. Unfortunately voiced by Justin Roiland, who is a piece of shit.
Oh, I didn't know it was Justin Roiland. Okay. But hey, Justin Roiland don't do no voicing no more.
No, he don't.
And you know what Justin is known for? And that would probably be some form of art. That means it's probably time for Art Talk. I like how you
excellent
choked on your
segue.
Drink with that.
Excellent segue. Right, I was insistent that we talk about Art Talk early on because...
Yes.
It's not so much Art Talk, but I have an art thing I want to discuss with you.
Okay.
And it's like a secret project, except it's not secret. So we can talk about this.
Okay, so it's a secret. I have no idea what you're talking about. So right now, it is a secret.
It's a secret until now.
Okay. It will be, like, now.
Yes.
Now.
I think we've talked about this before, actually.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
Do you remember me talking about I want to do some kind of trading card?
Yes, yeah.
I've been thinking about that a lot recently, because I've not been very inspired art-wise. It's been hard, it's been a long couple of weeks. So I started
You've been a tortured artist.
I have. So I've been thinking about this, and I started playing around with the concept of trading card styles, and... came up with this. Now, I will find it and pull it up because I forgot I didn't actually save the picture.
Didn't actually have it ready.
I'm just kind of vamping right now.
Yeah. Hey, you're doing better than Paul and Matt sometimes, the professional improvisers.
I mean, who knows? The thing is, I've got three designs. And obviously, I've not really redrawn anything, so it would have to be entirely new. But I'd like your opinion on these.
Okay.
So.
Do you need me to sing a song or something while you're
done
bringing stuff up? Oh, okay. Damn it. I never get to sing.
You're allowed to sing. You're a co-host of this podcast. You're allowed to sing.
Do you know, the only thing I was going to sing, the thing that's stuck in my mind right now, do you know the early 2000s USA Network crime comedy drama Monk, starring Tony Shalhoub?
I fucking love Monk.
Monk is great. Yeah, yeah. But I've just got, "Is a jungle out love there," stuck in my head. Okay.
Oh, I love that show.
Straight away, looking at the... I'm going to discuss what they are just outright.
Yes.
First of all, we've got Teller as Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some rankings below it. Now, first of all, my first thought was, I was looking at it, my eyes aren't great. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, okay, so there's a border. That border better not just be a flat color. And it isn't. Good
no, it's
job.
Not.
And then we've got... I'm guessing the magician would be his class.
Yes.
Is that what you'd consider? Yep.
Well, so it's more description. So the way that I've kind of... I've thought about how to deal with this for a long time, because I didn't just want, when designing trading cards, I didn't just want art cards. That I was that's not the point. So I wanted to put something like moves, like Pokemon cards, but that was too complicated to think up.
Yeah.
Bios, again, too complicated to think up. So I went for Top Trump style categories.
So the idea is that this is more like a collectible thing than a playable game.
Yes, but can also
unless
be playable.
Unless we think of something. Okay, so it is still playable.
Well, because with Top Trumps. Do you know how to play Top Trumps?
No idea. But what I'm looking at right now is that I'm seeing... Okay, look at the other cards. Okay, so are they all going to be magicians?
No.
Okay, so that's where I might be questioning things, because you've got different skills below and then they're ranking on them. Like Teller, first one is Jock, he's got a 1. Nerd, 8. I'm assuming these are all out of 10.
Yeah.
Musical talent, 0. Magic skills and Shakespeare knowledge, 10.
Yeah. So the last one is kind of like a joke miscellaneous
category. Yep. Because we've got a Matt Donnelly as Wolverine, and his last category is noodling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason there's the Wolverine and there's the Deadpool one is because I wanted another use for those comic book covers, things I did.
Yeah, of course.
Because I fucking liked them.
Yeah, exactly. Are they redraws as well, or, you know, it's slightly edited? Because
Matt says.
Because I know Teller's is still black lines.
Yeah, I'm still deciding. I really like Teller's. I don't know if I want to redo it.
Yeah, see, I'm looking at that, and... Okay, so with the Teller's Shadow one, that works good with the coloured lines, but Teller as Deadpool with the black lines looks better than Matt with the coloured lines, but that's because the background, it sort of blends in, where it would be more stark and pop-outy with black lines.
I think I will redo Matt with the black lines, but I'm going to make the lines thicker.
Yeah. Yep.
So there's that, but I completely redid the shading on that as well, so that's not so bad. So it's just a case of redoing the outlines there. But
yeah,
so that's kind of the thought. What are your thoughts on, like, because I was like, I knew I would be talking to you about this today, so I was like messaging Chris last night. I was like, what are they for this? I was like, talkativeness, Paul Mattingly 10, Teller 0.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't understand how they would be played as a game as Top Trumps.
So, take for example, pick one of the three cards. Tell me which one you're picking, though, so I pick a different one.
Of course, I pick Best Boy Matt Donnelly.
So you pick Matt Donnelly, and I'll pick Teller as Deadpool. So, how you play Top Trumps is, say, for it's my turn, I go, okay, so my card for Nerd has a stat of 8.
Mm-hmm.
What's yours?
Mine is a stat of 3.
I win.
Yep, sure.
So that's kind of
now,
how it's
played.
Now,
is it my turn to choose one?
not of that card, because I have won that card.
Okay, so, okay, I get you. It's a kind of a very basic game.
Yeah, it's...
It's war. It's war.
It's war. It's so basic, but, you know, Top Trumps has lasted for so many fucking years. And it was great fun when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah. But we wouldn't tell each other what card we've picked, though, normally, would we?
Yeah, because if you say, if I say, oh, I've chosen Teller, you ain't picking Magical.
Jock. I'm choosing Jock.
Exactly.
That 9 destroys your... And then when I choose Noodling for 10, is that versus whatever your bottom one is? Or is that you just don't usually play that?
You probably wouldn't usually play that because, I'll be honest, probably whatever that stat is...
Should be a 10.
It'll be a 10. Just to make everybody feel better.
Yeah. Yep. Gotcha. Yeah. I mean... I'm just trying to think, how deep does this go? Are we talking just within the realm of your interests, for example? Like, we're talking magicians, podcast people, Danny Davis.
I probably wouldn't do a Danny
Fran
Davis
Drescher.
One just now. Just, I would hold
my
that
God,
back.
The nanny.
I would hold that back, because that would be for me.
Yeah, that would be a one of one card.
The ultimate rare. I would wait until I figured out how to do, like, gold foil on that one.
Yeah. Well, you can do that by hand just for that one.
I probably could.
Yeah.
But I've got the 1,000 episode project posters for everybody that was on that poster. So at the very least, everybody that was on that poster would have a regular and a variant.
Yeah.
For just now, for Scoop Fest, I would probably just try and do the boys and Penn and Teller. Mm-hmm. I would probably do Jim and Nick as well, but only because...
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the Pod Therapy boys lately.
But only because I can tell you right now what Jacob's misc stat is.
Drunkenness.
Life coaching.
I like ability to perform while drunk. 10.
Yeah, there's that. I was going to put
but life
Jacob's,
coaching is yeah.
Jacob's is life coaching. Nick's and Jim's will be therapy, and therapy will be 9. Jacob's will be 10.
Yes,
I just think that's really funny.
Just as a dig at them. Yeah. Yep, cool. Gotcha. Yep, that works.
So
So okay. I mean. What are your thoughts? Booster pack style, or say, for example, I want to purchase a pack. I just get like a deck of 52 cards and they're all in there.
I think for just now, for Scoop Fest, because I'm not printing, I wouldn't be printing the full set for them.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if I don't know how I would set up booster packs.
Yeah.
Especially bearing in mind there would be, so... The ICS boys, Penn and Teller. I have to add Moxie because...
Oh, yeah.
Moxie will kill me if I don't. And then Jim and Nick. So that's 8. Yeah. So you're talking like 16 cards total. That's doable with booster packs, I suppose. You know, you put 3 in a pack and it's just... And I'm not saying like buy them. I'm just saying like chuck them out. Trade them between yourselves.
But what I'm thinking is maybe start off with a full pack... Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like deck of card size. So it's just for argument's sake, 52. And you can have alternate characters of the same people. Like you can have Matt as Wolverine and you can have the Mind Noodler and Matt as ICS host.
Oh, that's true.
Right? And so whoever wants them can get like the full packs. And then the way you play the game is rather than everyone playing with a full deck, you randomly choose like 10 cards without knowing what they are.
Oh.
And that way you can still play it. What are they called? Top Trumps style, yeah. So that's... And then, rather than maybe doing booster packs, or you could do, like, special edition cards, and then eventually, a year or two down the track, a whole new set comes out.
Yeah. Because I think with these ones, I think I would put on them Scoop Fit, like, with Pokemon, you've got the...
Special
the,
editions.
Yeah, with Pokemon, you've got the little symbol that tells you which set... It comes from. So these would be like Scoop Fest 2024.
Yeah. Well, these would be like, this is the
promo
card that you get when you went and saw Pokemon the movie at the cinemas.
Promo cards.
Yep.
So I think stuff like that.
There's definitely a few different options.
Yep. So the way I'm thinking about this just now is anything that was... So the alts, the variant versions, which would be the 100,000K posters, 1,000 episode posters, would be black line. Anything else would be coloured line.
Yep.
Yeah, I think...
I mean, there's nothing saying that you have to stick to the same art style either.
No, because I do suppose there are different artists for different... Yeah. And different cards for Pokemon decks.
Yeah, I mean, Pokemons and Magic cards, they're all different. But you could do it whatever suits the art best.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. So that's my thought. And I'm not sure, like, do you think the stats are okay? Or do you think they should be something different? I like keeping Jock and Nerd.
I like the idea of having, I mean, maybe they don't all have to be the same category, because when it comes to like, let's say, Brenner from Morning Murders, when it comes to magical skill, it feels like a pointless stat.
That's true.
So still keep thinking of a game style. You can number each line 1 through 5 or however many lines there are.
Okay.
And then you just say what number line you are playing.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah, so Branner could have investigation research. I mean, that still might only be a 3, but... <let's>... So yeah, that's a possibility as well.
I'm writing this down for the listeners.
Oh, I know.
So that I can...
Yeah. Oh, for the listeners, yeah. I forget that you know that I know that you know that I can see you.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I mean, I'm leaving this very late.
Yeah, you are.
So
yeah.
I think there's a good chance that I might have to, like, phone Chris and be like, hi, can I send these to you in America?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
So...
I mean, I left my secret project kind of late because I didn't think I was going to Scoop Fest, and that's the animation thing I've been working on, because I'd storyboarded it all and then I just haven't been back to it. I could probably knock it out pretty fast though, I reckon.
I haven't touched like an animatic thing in so long. I need to look at something like that. I have one sitting there that's half done. One of them is this is how long ago it was. Do you remember Jacob's duck joke?
Yes,
I've got that
that's
one sitting there. Anyway.
I mean, talking of secret projects, even Kez is working on a secret project for Scoop Fest.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Speaking of secret projects, we've got our original secret project that we still have done nothing on.
Oh, you mean the one we kind of maybe a little bit talked about Matt to back in the day.
Yeah, the one we had a meeting with Matt maybe coming up 2 years ago.
Yeah. But the problem was we need to talk to RJ about that, really.
No, not that one. No, the other thing we talked to Matt that secret project.
I just assumed that we, like, trashed that project.
No, it's still, I think it's still it's a good passion project is what I think, even if we release it digitally and don't sell it. Yeah, like release a PDF.
Yeah.
It's a book for those who are wondering, and that's all we're going to say.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
I mean, I try to put all thoughts of books out of my head.
I don't blame you.
Piff Troubles.
But hey. I don't blame you.
Speaking, I mean, we're in Art Talk, Piff Books, they've been selling and it's been great.
Good.
I'm very, very happy. So just quickly, maybe in another week or so, I might just release them to whoever wants to contact me and wants one. But for now, it's still patrons. That's all I'm saying about that. Because I think we're still talking about cards, because there might be some more ideas coming out of this.
Yeah, I mean, here's the other one for the cards. There's got to be a Piff one. And really, so that's another one added to this. And Piff's power is firepower. Piff's misc.
Is firepower.
Is firepower.
Yeah. Yep. Because that sounds like he's wielding an AK or something.
Yep. He might be wielding a flamethrower, despite the fact he's a dragon. Just because he can.
That's a good idea. Mr. Piffles. Special ability. I can't say that because it would...
Comatose.
Yeah, comatose. I can't say what I want to say, but I'm going to say it because
you're
I'm
going
to have to...
Wayne,
I'm gonna
edit
cut
this
it out.
Out.
I'm gonna beep it out. I'm gonna beep it out.
Ooh, yes.
Yes. But nobody knows that.
Nobody knows that.
Nobody listens anyway. Oh, maybe a couple of people. It was at this point that Brogan started singing a song that could not be included in the podcast for reasons we're not allowed to discuss. It's a jungle out there. That's all I got.
We're allowed to sing on this podcast, but do you know what the annoying thing is? You're going to have to cut this out.
Oh, no. I can keep in the singing. That's fine.
You can't keep in my singing.
Oh, I don't know what the song was.
The lyrics I sung were...
Oh, okay. Weird Al. Yeah.
No, the original... Do you not know the song?
No. Not.
Oh my god, I love that song.
I mean, maybe if I heard it. Like,
you probably would if you heard it.
We'll talk about this later, but my brother has been playing songs for me. Like he was saying, oh, do you know such and such? I'm like, no. And I was like, maybe if you heard it. But we'll talk about that later, because we're still in art talk. In art talk.
Your.
Okay, Miss Jade Simone.
Fabulousness.
Dark
Feathers.
Past.
Dark Past. Yeah. I like Dark Past.
I mean, does it go higher than 10?
I mean, I almost put Taylor's musical ability at minus 10.
Yeah.
But the only reason I didn't is because I know that he plays the piano on The Unpleasant World of Penn and Teller.
Yes, that's right. So maybe instead of musical ability, it could just be rhythm.
Rhythm.
But misspelt.
That boy ain't got a rhythmic bone in his fucking body. That is still...
Yep.
Genuinely one of my favourite stories when Johnny shouted at him. But yeah. I am on one. No, you're not!
All right, let's see. Who else could we do? Oh, I say we, as if... I can help with ideas. Yeah. I can help with ideas. Because it's your art style, this. I think that's what lends itself to it.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is there? RJ.
Ooh.
There would be an alt for Baby Francois. That could be, what could that special move be? I'm thinking something to do with a red ball. Okay, Brogan's got it.
No, it's you're gonna have to cut this out.
Oh god, this is a beef heavy episode. Yeah, I'm just gonna cut that bit out or fully beep it. Like, no, because you know how sometimes when, like, say you say the word fuck on TV and they censor it out and it's like, that? Yeah, I can't even risk that.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, cooking. Cooking skills.
Cooking. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Oh, we're getting on Two Characters and the Clown, right? Just for the fucking food. But, hi, Jimmy. 100%. Hi, Johnny. Hi, RJ. Where's the food? Right.
Are we taking bets now on whether RJ will remember or not that I can't eat meat?
Oh, I don't think he will care.
I don't think he will care. But it's fine, because as guests, we would bring
dessert.
Which will be...
We're still thinking crumbly cookies?
It will absolutely be crumble cookies.
Yeah, crumble cookies.
Crumble.
Cool.
I'm not starving myself to not eat crumble cookies and Olive Garden as much
exactly.
as humanly possible.
Oh, you're going to hate me, so I'm not going to tell you, so never mind.
Tell me.
No, you'll hate me.
I already hate you, tell me anyway.
all right, so one of my pastimes, right, is laying on the floor all sad sack, right? Today, I was like, I'm so uncomfortable, I'm just going to lay on the floor to try and be comfortable to watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back to the point where it hurts to lay on the ground because of bones. Like bones in my body on the hard floor.
Okay,
hurting.
Okay. I it took a minute.
You heard
there.
Something I'm... else? I hope not.
No, I was just trying to figure out why you watching bones would hurt.
Yeah. Watching bones hurts me in my soul.
I watched David Boreanaz and now I'm
David
sad.
David Boreanaz is angel, goddammit.
He's very handsome and it makes me upset.
Yeah. Yeah, laying on the ground, like, I could lay on the ground fine, but yeah.
I'm not understanding why this would make me hate you.
because I've lost that weight again that my bones poke into the hard floor and hurt a lot. Whereas before, I was a little bit fattier. Okay.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't hurt.
I'm not as mad about that because I think I'm finally off my month-long plateau.
I knew what you were saying, and I queued it up.
Body has now decided to start losing weight, and I don't know why, because I haven't been to the gym this week for a variety of reasons, but...
half of them crying?
No.
At the gym? Okay, good.
Half of them being, I didn't have my car.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had to send it away for medical purposes. Medical purpose. Yeah.
I had to do that, and then... Other medical purposes, program related.
Oh, yes. Oh, is this, you talked to me, that was last week we discussed that, which was not recorded for reasons. Because you said this wouldn't be on bonus content anyway.
I don't remember what, I mean, the medical reasons last week are certainly not the medical reasons this week.
Okay, cool. someone stabbed you, is that what it is? Did you get stabbed with a knife, or did you get cut with a
shear? I mean, you're not far off. I got cut by nature, put it that way.
Fauna or flora?
No, like biological nature.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. You sneezed too hard and you chattered your teeth. That's what it is, of course.
I sneezed too hard and lost a liter of blood.
Yeah. Wow.
I was joking.
Yeah. I thought you were looking pale.
Yep. It's not actually weight loss, it's just blood loss.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, a liter of blood, a liter of water still weighs a kilo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Water retention, blood retention, it's all the same thing. You don't want it.
It's all the same. It's all the same.
I'll leave it up to you if you keep that in or not.
I don't care. It's your body. Hang on. I don't have any decent music for it. So let's go with breaking news music. It's the best I've got. We got breaking news. This is the PSA portion of the show. Cheese bags. Menstruation is just a natural part of the human body. it doesn't work with the music. I'm cutting it.
It really doesn't.
No.
Yeah.
Yep. Playing cards, hey? I'm not uncomfortable or anything. I'm just moving on.
Yeah. Playing cards. So here's the thing. Do I do another alternative for... which ones do I bring to Scoopfest? I think that's the place to start.
I mean, obviously the Jacob. Neapolitan. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for the 1,000th episode of Ice Cream Social, for obvious reasons, there was no Hey Buddy Nice podcast representation in the merchandise.
I specifically did that because if I added us, it felt a bit too big-headed.
Yes, exactly. And we were still very fresh on the scene.
We were still very fresh, and if I had added us, I would have had to add other...
Yeah.
Podcasts out with that. And I was like, I have already drawn too many people
at this point
to add anything else. I did do other Big Sexy, I did Joe Biff.
Yeah.
For their own posters. I did Froyog. I don't know if Froyog ever got his poster.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I gave it to RJ. So God knows what happened.
Who knows? So my question is, I don't think it's a question. I think it's more of a statement. I think Hey Buddy Nice podcast should be represented now because it is something different. It's not specifically for celebrating another podcast. It is something that you're making to put out there.
The only problem with that is more work because I don't... No, and I mean this genuinely. I mean, I have art of Matt, Paul and Jacob and I have art of their 1K posters. Same for Penn, Teller and Mox. And same for the posters apart from boxes. For us, I would be doing the cards from scratch.
I mean, they could just be fairly just basic podcast host ones, not alts. But I mean, granted, you've already got an Invader Zim alt of me.
I do. I don't have anything for me. Yeah, I don't know who I would be.
I would think, like, you've already got basic ones of us already that you could repurpose just as Hey Buddy Nice Podcast.
Yeah. I'll table that. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm not outright dismissing it.
Yeah. Because I know we had a bit of a discussion on bringing stuff to Scootfest to advertise the podcast. And then sort of like, well, everyone there probably knows to some degree already.
Given the price and the quantity of the things you were looking at, I was like, this is not worth it.
$40. Yeah, I mean, it was $40. That didn't sound terrible to me.
Not terrible, but just for $40 to probably bring back way more than half.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I would just, like, leave them on tables and stuff at Scootfest. I think something is...
I'm always cautious with that kind of thing because I never... I don't know. You're better at promoting the podcast than I am because I just... And it's not that I don't want to talk about it. It's that I don't want to seem desperate.
Well, the way I see it is everybody knows McDonald's, but McDonald's will still promote themselves.
I suppose.
I'm not saying that everybody knows Hey Buddy Nice podcast, but there might be... Okay, we know that there will be some people there who listen to us and they might like a little thing. I mean, sure, yeah, already bringing some stuff, but is it exactly Hey Buddy Nice podcast related? No, not all of it. I mean, I'm trying to bring some stuff.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, that's just, I mean, it might be too late to do anything now. Because I've got, as we speak, I have 28 days.
Oh my God.
That looks like 85 to you, but it's 28.
No, it's right way around to me.
Oh, good. That's right. I think because I'm mirror imaged to me.
Yeah.
But I'm not mirror imaged to you. Hold up your left hand. So that's on my right. So yeah, you're not mirror. Wait, I don't know. I don't know.
That, can you read that writing?
Yeah.
Is that right way around to you?
Laup and Tam. Xom, Relet, and Nep.
Is it the right way around or is it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's the right way around.
So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. So it's like we're looking in a mirror, but to each other we're not?
Mirrorverse.
Yeah.
I should have a moustache.
Stay there. I'm going to take a photo of you, and I'm going to draw a moustache on it. There we go. Okay. This is what you... Okay, what type of moustache you're thinking?
I don't know, just like a regular moustache.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go 1990s Jonathan Davis. Let's pick a colour. There you go. Sort of same colour as your hair. This is... I'm just drawing boxes. And this is what it is. Because it's too late and I've already used up enough airtime. It drew boxes instead of free drawing. You look like that TikTok character from Return to Wonderland. Because he had that moustache.
Oh my God. Yeah. Who remembers that? Yep. That Return to what? Do you mean Return to Oz?
Whatever.
That was a fucking horrific movie. That was genuinely terrifying.
It's only in the forefront of my mind because I saw a meme of it today. That's all. All right. I think we'll definitely keep referring back to this trading playing card idea like constantly. But we can move on if we're ready. Unless you got anything specifically about it. And as we have more ideas, we can just like interrupt like license plate talk and shit as episodes go on.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
All right. I mean, I've got a couple of, like, I've been doing drawing and stuff. I made an art print that's getting sent out with the PIF books that people purchase, which I'm now changing thanks to your suggestion.
Yep.
But I've been posting comics again, trying to be more regular. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I sometimes...
It's hard.
Again, hard wanting to post them, yeah. But because I went so long without posting them, I think one reason was, I mean, obviously state of mind. Another one was getting into the flow and routine of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they fail, or not fail, but don't like get attention or whatever, or the wrong attention, it's disheartening to do.
Absolutely.
But like everything I'm posting lately is good. So it makes me think, oh, yay, I am an artist.
Good.
I mean, look, saying that, Jonan raided me again this past week. And that's another thing that sort of makes me think that I'm an artist, is that I'm technically on a first name basis with Jonan Vasquez, which is kind of weird. But yeah, I posted a comic from, like, it's an early comic, right?
Yeah.
Because it's Easter. As we speak, it is Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. Jesus has risen.
He be risen.
I don't know if you've seen it. You may have seen it a long time ago. I'll send it to you again now. There we go. And you know what? You read it now, and we'll do it not so good at this podcast style as well.
Oh, I did see this. I did see this. Yeah.
So everyone knows what it is. But we won't play the music. Do you want to be the first guy or the last guy?
I'll be the last guy.
Okay. So
it's the same guy. The...
Oh yeah, you're right. It totally is. You're not needed for this.
I'm
break.
Not needed.
Unless I will be the narrator and you can do all the reading. Yeah, let's do that. That means you have to stop drawing.
Oh.
And you have to look at your phone.
Do you even know what I'm doing?
You're giving yourself a moustache. I'm not a fool.
And a goatee.
That's what I was going to do. 1990s Jonathan Davis. Let's see it. Oh, you've gone full on goatee. I was going to go like little tiny triangles with like a soul patch. What else we got? Oh, yeah. You got it's not terrible.
It's
no.
It's not terrible.
It looks like you should work in a Mexican restaurant. But... All right. Here we go. So it's four panels long. First panel, we see that Jesus has died and has been placed to rest in his cave. And there's a couple of disciples or some shit. I don't know. They're people. They're guys. And one of them's carrying this like large red fez-like hat and is saying,
"We lay Jesus to rest in this cave with his favorite hat."
And in the second panel, they've placed the hat on Jesus's head. And the guy then says,
"He sure loved that damn hat."
And in the third panel, in the cave, there is now a bear because, you know, bears live in caves. And then the last panel, the bear has left the cave, walking through the town, wearing Jesus's favorite hat. And the guy is now saying,
"Jesus is risen!"
Yeah, you know, implying that they're thinking that the bear is Jesus or whatever. It's art is open to interpretation. Because I've posted it and it's Easter, that's taken off. And everyone's saying nice things and stuff like that. But there was one comment on Imgur that said, it's pretty funny, but in the last panel, you should have made the bear visibly fatter. And I just responded, "Yeah, I should have thought of that 5 years ago when I drew it." It's like, yeah, now you know. And then I think someone came to my defense and said, but this is 3 days later. The bear would no longer be visibly fatter. It's like, yeah, someone come to my defense. And then another person was like, "Good work, keep up that. It was funny, keep up the good work, ignore the haters." And I just reply, "There are haters?" It's like, doy. That's encouraging to make me want to continue posting comics. But I go through my backlog of comics, like, I've probably got 100 of them. Maybe not, maybe 80. And then I get to some that I liked at the time that I mm-hmm. just don't want to post. So there have been comics that I've drawn that I won't post. Patrons have gotten to see them. But,
there's always stuff like that you just...
Yeah.
You know, you're like, this was not my best work.
Not even that. I think I no longer find it funny, is what it is. Or maybe I'm curating myself thinking that the public won't find it funny. So I'm like, I'm not going to put myself through that torment of posting a failure of a comic.
I mean, possibly.
Yeah, it's possibly. It's possible, yeah. Let's see. I got nothing else really to talk about for art talks. So I'm thinking maybe we do the podcast within the podcast, the not so good at this podcast.
Go for it.
You will have to take part. What facial hairstyle are you drawing now, Brogan? Full beard. I don't like that. No.
I'm not as keen on that.
No, that's not good.
Goatee.
Goatee, I mean,
I think mustache works
That it does.
Moustache.
It's the right shape as well.
Yeah.
To suiting your face.
Yeah. If anything, this has just cemented the fact that I probably shouldn't take tea because then I would have to maintain facial hair.
Yeah, and that's a bitch. I've not shaved in a week. Not so good at this. First comic we're looking at today is comic number 452, working title Hip Surgery, and it's four panels long. And I drew this one ages ago, but I posted it for our buddy Paul, who is recovering from hip replacement surgery. So shout out to Paul Mattingly. So it's four panels long. First panel, we've got a doctor talking to a patient, and the doctor is saying, "You're going to need hip surgery." And in the second panel, the patient responds,
"Okay, doc, let's do this."
And in the third panel, the doctor is celebrating. It was a success. And in the last panel, we see that the hip surgery was in fact a success, because this patient is now popping their collar with a puka shell necklace, wearing some shades and a cross dangly earring, pendulette style. Yes, that's right. They are hip. That's the comic. I don't know how else to describe that. Not so good at this. And the next comic we're looking at today is comic number 453, working title Have You Tried? And it's four panels long. In the first panel, we see, once again, a doctor and a patient. And the patient is saying to the doctor, "Doc, I'm severely depressed. I just want to die." And in the second panel, the doctor is responding,
I see. Have you tried not?
That's the comic. Not so good at this. And the last comic we're looking at today is Piff comic number 67, working title Kidnap, and it's four panels long. And in the first panel, we see Piff the Magic Dragon, and it's a big sign that says, "How to be a dragon with Piff the Magic Dragon." And Piff is saying, "Hi folks, today I'm going to teach you how to kidnap a princess." And in the second panel, we see the tutorial has started, and Piff is crouched, hiding behind a dumpster, and it says, "Approach from behind. The cover of darkness works in your favor." And we see the silhouette of a princess on the other side of the dumpster. In the next panel, Piff stands up, and it says, "Announce your intentions." And Piff is shouting, "Hey, princess, I'm here to kidnap you." And in the last panel, we see that the princess, in fact, was Princess Peach, and Bowser has come to her side and is saying,
"I don't think so, buddy."
That's the comic. That was a kind of a Jack Black as Bowser impersonation.
It's a shocking revelation. I still haven't seen the Super Mario movie.
Oh, what?
I know.
I'm just going to forget that. I like how you've taken like Bowser stance right now to do that.
Imbuing Bowser energy.
Yes, you're imbuing. You're
channeling my inner Bowser.
Channeling your inner Bowser. Bowser is the best.
He is the best.
And thus concludes another episode of Art Talk.
Cool.
Okay. I've closed my list, and I don't know where it's gone, so I should probably find it. I want to go with this.
Actually, Brogan, just before we get out of Art Talk, because I will forget this if I don't say. Seb, I have your stuff packed up and ready to go. It doesn't say dispatched, but I've got it.
Oh, for a deliver by hand.
For a deliver by hand. I have it. Don't worry.
Yeah. I've got one of those queued up as well. A deliver by hand.
Nice.
For a Piff book. Yeah.
Do you also require that your customers do not look you in the eye and must meet you around the back of McMullen's and
you
never
know
mention
what?
It?
That's a good idea. I'm putting that out there now. Smitty, I know you're listening. Them's the rules, buddy.
If we're not questioned asking if this is a drug deal, then we're not doing it right.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. There's been breaking news in Scotland.
There has.
This has been a year-long saga. But Brogan, it's a good thing that you're sitting down already, but there's some good news. Gary the gorilla, 8-foot stolen gorilla statue, has been found. He was stolen from the Reynard Garden Centre in Carluke, Lancashire. That's in Scotland, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. He's been found.
Lanarkshire?
Yeah.
I think he said Lancashire. It took me like 5 minutes because I'm pretty sure you said Lancashire, and I'm like,
I can't read. And
Lanarkshire.
It's Scottish. But have you heard of, did you hear of this story about a year ago where a giant 8-foot gorilla statue was stolen from a Scots garden centre and has now been found 12 months after it's vanished?
No. I had not heard this.
True story. I'll fill you in. You don't need to look it up.
I'm looking up pictures of Gary the gorilla.
Okay,
I'm trying to see if it's something I would ever, like, I've ever been to or.
But the thing is, he wasn't found fully whole.
No.
He was cut in half.
Jesus.
But cut in half vertically.
So bizarre.
Down the back. So they still have not recovered his butt. His butt is still missing.
I thought that was the only bit they've recovered. I don't think they've recovered his face.
Oh, yeah, you're right. His back end was taken. Oh, wow, yeah. So I saw the photo of the face, but that's from the garden center. Oh, wow. That's, who cares then? You got the gorilla butt. That's all that matters. I thought this was big news. Good thing I didn't play the breaking news music, hey? Gorilla Watch 2024. Far out. That would have been such a waste. Oh, but apparently they thought they had found him, his other half, but police later concluded that it was a false sighting, saying it was one of Gary's brothers.
Maynard Garden Centre in Carluke, South Lanarkshire. I don't think I've ever been there.
Probably not. How far away do you... I'm guessing it's further away than looking out your window and seeing it from your window.
I can't see it from the window, but Lanarkshire's not that far away.
Okay. I
don't think so.
Ride a bike there?
No.
Will it fit in a bread box?
Sometimes.
Are you not familiar with the 20 questions format?
No.
Okay, whatever.
I'm trying to see. I think it's drivable. It's like a day trip thing, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was like an hour or 2 hours away.
Yeah, nah, forget that. Is it closer or further than Loch Ness?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's closer because I'm not near Loch Ness.
Yeah, yeah. That's what hurts me the most about you living in Scotland is that you're not close to nigh have ever been to Loch Ness.
You should probably know that, like, people think that going to Loch Ness is a big deal. You're going to a loch.
Exactly.
You're
it's
not
a lake.
Going to see Nessie.
No, of course not. It's not as eventful as going to Albany to go and see Dog Rock. You're guaranteed to see Dog Rock.
Like, there's a guy who lives there who sells, like, Nessie merchandise, but you're not going to see Nessie.
See, I'm different. I'd be going there because it is the where they filmed at least portions of the whatever year it came out, classic movie starring Ted Danson. I think it was just called Loch Ness?
Something
I can't
like
remember.
That.
Yeah.
Or, like, The Mystery of Loch Ness, The Secret of Loch Ness, something like that. It's half an hour away. Which
Loch Ness or the garden centre?
The garden centre. I'm very surprised. I thought it was like at least an hour.
So you could go and look at a gorilla butt if you so wanted.
I could.
So
maybe that'll be my birthday treat. Okay, to put it in perspective, I am like almost 3.5 hours away from Loch Ness by car.
Yeah. Yep.
So
not as the bird flies.
No.
Because you got roads, the winding roads, there's hills, I'm assuming.
It was 16 hours by bike.
Oh, wow. No. I mean, you could do it in a day. I mean, I probably couldn't do it in a day. Someone could do it in a day.
Someone.
Yeah.
Not us.
So that gorilla, right? It was very hollow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very much like an Easter egg. A chocolate bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And being that it's Easter. Oh, Brogan is excited. You should have seen your face.
Mind how I lost that picture of Danny?
Oh, you found it again?
I'm not even giving that a round of applause. I was so sad. I thought I'd close the tab, but I didn't. It's still there.
Okay. Right click, save as.
I have saved it.
Oh my God. Fuck.
I just didn't want to. I just like to have it open there.
Yeah, you can. It's called Windows Photo and Video Viewer.
I didn't want to minimize it if I needed to use the Google.
Okay. All right. Easter. We're going some. I figured it's Easter. I don't think we've discussed this kind of Easter talk before. We've talked Christmas and other holidays, but Easter. Is it still ever a thing in your household?
It certainly was when I was younger. I mean, I used to remember the amount of Easter eggs we used to get as kids. Holy shit.
Talk us the process. Was it like given a basket, hidden throughout the house and or garden? What's the deal?
No, because like we would get chocolate eggs from family members, and we had already seen them. But mom and dad would get us one, like a big one that would maybe be hidden. I genuinely can't remember, it's that long ago. But in the later, when we got older, it was less we were given an egg and more given like an Easter present.
Oh, at least a present.
Yeah, so sometimes it would be like a t-shirt and like some like small Easter chocolates. Yep. Or
would it be a t-shirt that had a picture of a rabbit on it and it says "Hoppy Easter"?
No, the one I remember, and I think I remember it because I feel bad and guilty about it, but
because you hated it, is that what it is?
Yeah, because my mom had really tried, and I felt so bad. So mom had got me she'd gone to HMV and she'd said my kid likes, you know, superheroes and you know, cartoons and all that kind of shit.
Oh god, they got you Green Lantern, didn't they?
No, I probably would have liked a Green Lantern. Okay. One they got me, so this guy, my mom was like, oh yeah, this guy was like, this is a big movie coming out, this is, you know, it's all everybody's gonna love this. It was Civil War. It was a Civil War t-shirt. It was half Captain America, half Iron Man.
Yeah. And
that around that time is when I started to be like, I am fucking done with Marvel, because I was so angry that they made Civil War a Captain America movie. Like, and I'm still angry about that. As someone who read Civil War years before the thing, I remember standing arguing with somebody about Civil War when they were like, oh yeah, it's going to be the next Captain America movie. I was like, it can't be. Like,
so it's more of an Iron Man thing, is it?
No, it's a full universe. It would be an Avengers. It should have been an Avengers movie.
Gotcha.
It should have been.
Gotcha.
But, and I hate the fact they made it a Captain America movie, because it implied that Captain America was right. Captain America was not right. But, so yeah, and I was like, I appreciate the effort. I really, really do. But I was like, I will never wear this because I fucking hate this movie. And mom was like,
you could turn it inside out and wear it as a nightshirt.
I think we took it back and changed it. I can't remember.
Genius. Of course. Keep the receipt. Keep the receipt, folks. That's our little hint to you. Keep the receipt for everything.
But yeah, I've always been appreciative of the fact that my mom always does try to get me stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I do know there's one. Do you know what? Actually, I'm going to go get it because this is so fucking cute. I found it the other day.
Brogan will be back. Coming soon on the Murder Party Party podcast, we've got an exciting get. It is recorded audio of the detective investigating the case, examining the evidence for the first time. Stay tuned for Murder Party Party podcast, the evidence tape, coming soon. Oh, Brogan, you just missed it. We just had an ad drop for Murder Party Party podcast.
Oh,
sounds exciting! It's exciting. I'm not gonna tell you. You listen to it when you listen to the show.
What I will say is, before I show you this, I got this when I was about 25 or 26.
Okay, so not too long ago. Oh, it's a little bunny.
Look at
it's
him.
A little bunny. That's a good little bunny.
He just,
it's a good little bunny,
and he's so soft and so cute.
He does look very squishable. Not like a squishable, but like a good squishy. Like it's got good stuffing inside
it. He's got beans.
Beans
inside him. Like the.
Does he have toe beans? I can't quite tell. No.
No.
He's just got a giant label on the bottom of his foot. Yeah. It's a good bunny. Oh, it's waving. Hey, bunny. Hey, bunny.
Little ears. This is so cute.
It is very reminiscent of Sooty and Sweep.
Yeah. He really is. He has Sooty and Sweep energy.
Yeah.
But, so yeah.
See, like, Easter, we would always, I remember, like, go to someone's house as well, like, after doing the morning stuff. It was like, go to, like, grandparents' house for Easter lunch or uncles and aunties and stuff like that. But, yeah, we always did, like, to me, that sounds so weird and foreign to do that nowadays.
I know what you mean, but, yeah.
Yeah, I had my bathroom window open and I could hear the neighbors over the back fence getting together, having an Easter lunch. And it's like, wow, that's sort
people
of like triggered a memory. Yeah, right? It's kind of weird. But yeah, definitely did as kids the Easter egg hunts and stuff like that. Because there's like nothing, like, yes, you can get chocolate all year round, especially now as an adult. It's like, sure, I can buy chocolate whenever the fuck I want. I don't need Easter eggs.
Yeah.
But it always does taste a little different. And as a kid, having all these like many, many chocolates, even if they're small, shitty, cheap tastes like grass, that's a true story, that happened 1 year, eggs, then it's still kind of cool. And then, like, when you don't find one, and, like, a week later you find one that's still hidden.
Oh, we never had that. We never had anything like that. But there is something that hits different about chocolate being egg-shaped. I don't know what it is, but it really does.
Oh, yes, that's right. We would always get one big one each, because you said you get a big one. And the big eggs, they're the best.
Yeah.
And a tradition was born, right?
Okay.
We're talking AFL football size eggs.
Oh, I don't think ours were that big, but yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think smaller than a rugby ball. Maybe the same. I don't know. But the tradition was you leave it wrapped. And of course, like, you only have, like, let's say it's John's egg's turn. Mm-hmm. We would all share it between us.
Okay.
But the tradition was you pick up the egg, you look at it, you make some kind of Bruce Lee noise, and you smash it against your head while it's still wrapped in foil.
No, that's quite funny you say that, because that was leading on to my next question, which is how did you break them? So that's how you broke yours.
That's the way.
Yes. Apparently, what you're supposed to do is, like, roll it down a hill, because the whole point of it is, with Easter, is it's when Jesus risen, it's supposed to symbolize the stone rolling away to reveal the thing. I went to Sunday school. That's what I was taught. And honestly, do I believe it? No.
But there is only one type of food that can be rolled down a hill and should be rolled down a hill, and that is cheese.
Fair enough. But
cheese rolling.
I did not roll mine down a hill. So our equivalent of this was rolling it down the hall to the front door, rolling it down the stairs, which obviously is not a thing. It got to the point after a few years where Mitchell and I, we were not rolling the Easter egg. We took the Easter egg and flung it at the front door.
Yeah,
and just have it explode on the front door and just be like, go around picking up the little bits of chocolate.
Yeah, yeah. Was that unexpected when it happened the first time?
I think it was agreed upon. I think it kind of slowly built up to that, where we were just rolling it. Like, we're rolling it kind of softly a couple of years. It's like, it's not hit it, then just roll it harder and harder. And then what? We just kind of fucking flung it.
What is the age difference between you and Mitchell?
3 years.
Okay, so that's not terrible, because me and John is 4 years. I mean, it certainly wouldn't want it anymore. Were you a heavy influence on Mitchell for these kind of things, or was it like his idea to throw things at doors and have them explode?
It sounds like the kind of thing that would have been my idea.
Good.
To be honest.
Yeah. Because the first time John smashed that giant Easter egg against his head, it came as a surprise. No one was expecting it. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. There is something different about egg-shaped chocolate, which is good. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, fuck. I don't think... Okay, there is one type of chocolate that is worse than eating a rabbit-shaped egg, and that's a Toblerone. But
you don't like Toblerone?
Rabbit... No, the shape of it. Eating the shape of it is what is troublesome.
Okay.
Eating a bunny, it's like, there's no consistency in the thickness. Like, sometimes the ears are thick here, and then it gets thin, and then the face is like half a centimeter thick, and it's
the base is always the thickest part.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's where all the... Yuck. So you basically want to snap it in like three quarters. One part's three quarters and one part is a quarter. And that is the same amount of chocolate.
Yeah. Well, the way because we would always split the big things, the way we would do it is we would pull out the scales and weigh it, because there's no other way to tell.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you could look like you got a lot, but it's like wafer thin chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Get it together, Cadbury's and Red Tulip and all you other chocolate bunny making companies.
Would you rather have had the thick pieces of chocolate, or would you rather have had multiple thin pieces of chocolate?
Look, as much as I was complaining about it, eating it, like, when it's broken apart, it's fine to eat. I like a mixture.
Yeah.
But I think when you've got a bunny, there's nothing more you want to do than just bite the fucking ears.
Yeah, I understand that. I suppose I was thinking that when it's all broken up, when little pieces... And you put just a little bit of wafer-thin
chocolate
in your mouth, and you're like, you've just had that little hit of chocolate, and you've still got a huge pile there. Great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because you've got it's the melt on the tongue in no time, whereas the thick stuff, you can either, like, chew it, or you can, like, do the whole make it disperse in your mouth. Not like a Malteser, you can't suck the air out of it. But there are Malteser Easter eggs.
You're just not trying hard enough.
I mean, I don't know how much air is in chocolate. But I was thinking about this as well, right? Because Penn would always say, why can you never find a solid chocolate bunny, right? And him and his dad would always look for them and couldn't find them. So people started sending them to him when he mentioned that on the air, right?
Yeah.
And he wrote a book called Sock, and people would give him little sock puppets, sock monkeys.
Yeah.
So he jokingly said one time, the next book I should write should be called $500,000 Cash and a Blowjob.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking is, what are we going to say that we can't find anywhere?
I don't know. I mean, I can't find enough Daniel Davis merch.
Oh, I was going to say, gee, Brogan, I've looked everywhere and I just can't find Danny Davis anywhere.
I love him so much.
Stares off into space.
I really do love that man.
Let's see. Oh, God. I have to talk about this. I feel so much guilt over this, but I am so appreciative because shout out to Big Sexy Digital Nomad, Big Sexy in Joburth. Fuck, with their giveaway for the Jacob's Whiskey Barbecue ticket. I mean, 2 weeks ago, I wasn't even going to Scootfest or America.
Yep.
So if I had have won it, I'd be like, or I would have just been like, take my name off the list. But I watched the video, the recording, like, because I jokingly said in an email, if I win, it's going to feel rigged. And Seb, Sebastian Robbins, did send me a message saying, rigged. But no, they had like a big wheel with names on it and it spun around and it looked like it landed on Kez at first because the video froze and then it continued on, then it was going to land on Seb and then it like ticked over one more. I was like, oh God, it's me. But yes, I'm very appreciative. I feel guilt, not enough guilt to give up the ticket, that's for sure. just a shout out to them.
We're both going to, you know, we're like, the reason, for people who don't know, the reason that Joburth only did the Whiskey Barbecue ticket and not the Full Scoop Fest ticket is because I have the Full Scoop Fest ticket, which...
Yay!
Which I paid him for. But yeah, so we're both going to Scoop Fest event at the kindness of Joburth Powers.
At the kindness of Joburth and Big Sexy Digital Nomad. Thanks to Joburth's money, I think, is more so what you're trying to say there. At Joburth's expense.
At Joburth's expense.
At Joburth's expense.
At Joburth's kindness, he could have just, you know, asked the boys for a refund.
And they would have given it to him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And yeah, very, very appreciative because, oh my gosh, the conversion rate for a Jacob's Whiskey Barbecue ticket, $640 Australian. That's like, that would have been very tough.
And that doesn't include a Scoopfest ticket.
No, not at all. There's another $395 of US dollars, so like another $640 which I'm still yet to purchase. But that's fine. I can do that day of, or I could just show up and pretend I've got a ticket. Yeah. excuse me, sir, we're gonna have to ask you to leave. I could picture that.
I think they would do it for shits and giggles.
RJ would do a good just anyway with a ticket.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
I think if you did
been
that,
drinking
I might,
today.
I think I might just if you try and do that, I might just email RJ and say Wayne doesn't have a ticket going through my
fuck. I'll be like, no, I am once again Mr. Brian Brushwood's date to an event.
You'll have to find Brian and ask him first.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, goodness. All right. We have to go through corrections department. We have got a little bit of a correction. So I'm going to find the music. There it is. Cheeky little cat. Cat doing little things that he should be doing. Because maybe that's us. We're the cheeky little cats saying things that we know are wrong, or maybe we don't know are wrong, but we don't care. You know? We'll push that glass off the table. But this was just us talking about Matt Donnelly's performance on Fool Us, where my prediction as to why he used the word potato for the word for Penn to fire on was because of Cray-Ray and the Cray-Ray potato, in quotes, diet. But no, we have a correction from Justin Froyog Subsurf saying Dan Quayle notoriously misspelled the word potato in front of grade school children. That is probably the reason for the word choice, and that has now been confirmed.
Given that it's to add context for this, for people who don't know, for people who haven't seen the trick, Matt is talking about Dan Quayle in the trick.
Yes, you know,
it's not just he's just randomly picked this one guy who spelled a word wrong.
Yeah, a couple of episodes we had spoiler music, but look, it's been out for a couple of weeks now, so we're just going to talk about it like that. So tough if you hadn't watched it yet. Yeah, it was Dan Quayle, T-shirt cannon. Potato. That's all. That's all you need to know if you haven't seen it.
Given corrections and stuff, I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. How would you pronounce this word? And I'm going to spell it out to you. D-U-R-H-A-M.
Durham?
That is correct. Okay, thank you.
Yes!
Yeah. Yeah. I'm familiar with the word Durham. Is it a place?
It is a place.
Or is it wait? Durham rate? No, that's a different... That's something else.
Durham's a place in England, so I'm just...
Yeah.
It's because I've been listening to so many Moriarty audiobooks, right?
Oh,
and
yes.
And in canon, Moriarty was the chair of mathematics at Durham University, but depending on who reads it, they like to say Durham. And I'm like, it's not fucking Durham, it's Durham.
Durham. Durham.
Durham.
So Durham. I went down to Durham.
And it was an American that was reading it, and I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm frustrated because I like the story. I want to listen to it. Mm.
You
know,
you should pay someone else to read it. Just like come into your house at night and read it to you. One Mr. Daniel Davis.
Oh my God, do you think I could like... I mean, I do have a book of short stories for Moriarty. Do you think I could pay Daniel Davis to read one?
It's on called Cameo. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a possibility.
I might just treat myself for my birthday. That would be so good.
All right, we're out of corrections, but I mean, this is still kind of the same vein. Fuck me, man. King Lord, Mr. Doctor, Jimothy Mycicle, Jobtholomew, Esquire the Second, the gall on you, sir. The gall. Again, he thinks he can cheat at something.
Oh, yeah. This is in response. This is in response to a tweet that I made. Mm-hmm. Where they were talking about their brackets for March Madness.
They were on the latest episode, Patreon episode as well. They
on
were
the latest
discussing
episode of
Pod
Therapy, they were talking about that, and they mentioned the fact that... Well, it was Jacob that said, oh yeah, the Hey Buddy guys are going to have to tally it up for it to count. And Nick's like, no, that's firmly with me. Yeah. And I'm like, bitch, you'd think I know enough about this to be able to tally it? I keep thinking it's fucking baseball.
Yeah.
I genuinely keep forgetting which sport it is. I don't know shit. So, no, that is firmly with Nick.
Yeah. I just made a joke saying I can't even tell the time. I can't even read time on a digital clock. And then Jim said something about him definitely going to win then. I'm like, oh, motherfucker, you brought it. I was like, I'm going to learn just to fucking show you up, buddy. Just to defeat you.
I think we both dragged... King Lord, Mr. Dr. Jimothy, My School, Jobtholomew, Esquire the Second, in there, because you did that. You were like, I am going to learn to piss you off specifically.
Yes.
And I sent a GIF from Hasbin Hotel that was just, it was a section from a song called Loser, and it said, you're a loser, baby, a loser. Mm-hmm. Goddamn baby, you're... fucked up little whiny bitch. Which is sung by Keith David.
Oh, who's Keith David? Remind me.
Keith David is one of these voice actors that has a really low voice. Keith David plays Keith David in Saints Row.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Does he talk kind of like Shannon?
A little bit, yeah. He has very low, very like molasses voice.
So it's very viscous. I don't know. The viscosity level is either high or low. I don't know which. It's like opacity.
He sounds delicious.
Remember. Ooh, how old is he?
Brogan age.
And by that, you don't mean almost 31.
I don't mean almost 31. I mean age appropriate for Brogans.
Yep. Speaking of voices and Shannon, I caught up with Shannon yesterday for the first time in months.
before you go any further, he is 67. So a little bit on the young side for me.
Within the range. Yeah. So I caught up with Shannon, and I had to message you at the time because we were at an Irish pub called Paddy Malone's, and of all people on the table next to us, there was a Scot, and he was talking, and everyone was like, "What? Can you repeat that? What?" I understood every fucking word he said.
Did you offer to be translator?
I should have, but I also didn't want to talk to people, so there's that as well.
Well, there is that.
Yeah. So there is that. I just thought, if I've gotten nothing else out of our friendship, sorry, our
acquaintance,
collaboration, our partnership, it is being able to more easily understand the Scottish tongue. So yeah, nothing more. That's it.
I think it's funny to say that. I think what I've gotten most out of our collaboration is the fact that when I'm in interviews and people start asking me about Vegas and stuff and what I do in my spare time, I never start off to get into the fact that I'm like, I know Penn and Teller, do some work for Penn and Teller. The first thing I always say is, my best friend Wayne knows and does work for Piff the Magic Dragon. And then I do some stuff for Penn and Teller, you know.
Yeah.
That's how I lead into it.
Yeah, look, I mean, I kind of had to bring that up at my work the other day when I was telling them that I'm going to need all this time off.
Mm-hmm.
I did say in quotes, heavy quotes, work-related things for my other jobs, which is technically not a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of worked on it, but it's not work as such, because you never really want to say that in an interview. But
exactly, yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah.
My side gig.
For my hobby that I am very heavily invested into.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, there's that. So... So you use me as a talking point in job interviews.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right.
You know how we were talking earlier about me not liking to... Like, I feel like I need to mention it because I do think it's impressive. It makes me sound impressive. But I never want to be, like, completely show off about it. So I always mention you first.
Yeah. Always slide it in there. See, maybe that's a good way to do it. Oh, yeah, I do some things with, I've got an art partner, that we do other stuff, like podcast and every week.
I never mentioned the podcast.
I haven't mentioned that before, yeah.
My boss might found smart. This because, he sounds like the type that would probably Google my name.
How fucking dare.
I mean, if he's ever tried to find my fanfiction username. He's got it now.
Yeah. Yep. Wait, is this not the same guy that was looking at the website?
Oh, it's the same guy. Yeah, I'm just not saying his name though. Now that I know he might listen.
You can follow Brogan at 7 Billion Needles.
On all social media platforms and archives.
Oh God! See that you've dug your own grave. I mean, you made your own bed. You fluffed your own Garfield. It's yours to lay in.
Do I regret it? No, I don't. But I didn't expect to write 30 fucking stories.
Yeah, 200,000 words.
I was looking through the open tabs in my iPad the other day, and I've got one open from that page, and it's my profile, and it's back from back when I only had 3 posted, and I was like, wow, oh, how old is that?
I tell you, there are two types of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's type of person who abides by use-by dates and the person who doesn't believe in them. There's the type of person who can't stand anything being left open.
Mm-hmm.
There's the kind of person who has hundreds of tabs. You're definitely that second person then, right?
I mean, I very strongly believe in use-by dates, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm saying they're two separate things. Yeah.
Okay, but yeah.
I
quite often have multiple tabs open that I've had open for a while.
Right. I mean, this...
And very often it's just pictures.
Yeah. Okay. I can't stand leaving anything open. Every time I leave my computer, it's like, I've got to close it all, and I don't know why. Quite often I'll even turn off screens because I'm thinking energy use and stuff. It's like, but no, that's not... Eh.
I think it maybe stems from back in the day when... And I'm talking like fanfiction.net days. I'm talking like old school, early internet. I would just have multiple tabs open at the same time, because I'd be like, go through the list, and I'd be like, I want to read that one, that one, that one, that one, and that one. And I'd open them all up, and I would start going through them. And I would leave open the ones that I liked, because I'm like, I want to save this.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, no, can't stand it. I mean, I've got bookmarks. That's fine. Even on my phone, I close everything. I close everything. Like, if Kez has been using the iPad and I open it, the first thing I do, bring up that quick access menu, swipe everything away.
I literally have a thing on my phone that says inactive tabs not used for 21 days, 99 plus. Oh. And I currently have 71 open tabs.
Oh, the only time that's happened to me is the Australia Post tracking app. When you click on the track parcel, it will open it in it won't open it in Chrome app. It will open it in like just the Samsung app.
Yeah.
And it will always open it in a new window. And one time I opened the Samsung internet and it said like, you have 107 active tabs. I'm like, oh my God, what have I done?
Wow. Yeah, half of mine active ones are money laundering or, forgot about that one. Or how to beat judgment.
What was the one that you forgot about, Daniel Davis in compromising positions?
It wasn't. It was,
I don't think I want to know.
No, I just... No, okay. It took me a second for me to realise what you said, and then I started thinking about it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
No, it was a Watterson's tab, and it was... Why?
Ah, book-related.
It's book-related, but it was a book called Holmes and Moriarty, and I'm like, I kind of want to read that. So I opened that up.
Technically Danny Davis related.
Technically, but it keeps giving me the error with, like, the...
Oh, spider.
Hungry caterpillar-style spider, because I can't remember what that guy's
name
is.
Very hungry human caterpillar.
That what is wrong with Watterson's right now? Give me the thing.
Maintenance. That's
I know,
what it
but
is.
Still, fuck you. I want to pre-order my books. I want to know what I'm buying tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, first of the month. And your birthday.
Well,
Is that payday and your birthday? Or
I've already had payday, but I didn't really buy anything on payday because I'm saving it for now. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. What do you got in mind?
Well, I'm going to Glasgow. So,
I mean, like, items. Have you got items in mind?
The only things I know for certain is I'm going to Forbidden Planet and picking up my comics, which I do every month. And there's a trading card shop not too far from there. So,
yeah.
It's actually not too far from work. I could probably walk there in a lunch break, but I don't because I would spend a lot of money. So I'm going to go in there and have a look and see what's up. I've been there before, but it's been a long time.
Yeah. And just to confirm, you're not working tomorrow.
I am not
it's a
working
public
tomorrow.
Holiday.
It is a public holiday to celebrate. Yep. I think I get my birthday off anyway, but it's a public holiday, so.
Yeah. Okay, we're running out of topics. I've got one more thing to talk about. As we've mentioned, we're just doing one episode a week for now. I think aiming for maybe a little bit longer when possible, if we've got stuff to talk about. Does that seem fair?
Yeah, I think two episode weeks will be for if there is something that we need to talk about and spend a whole episode talking about it.
Exactly, yeah. It's tough now that, especially now that I'm back to working and stuff like that, my days are very uneventful.
Yeah.
Who would have thought they were more eventful when I stayed at home all the time? there's the last. The reason why I've got the Monk theme song stuck in my head is Netflix. You know when you leave Netflix and it goes to their advertising stuff and it shows you like what's coming soon and stuff. Well, yeah, it showed Monk. It's jungle out there.
I love Monk, and it still freaks me out that the police captain from Monk is also
Silence of the Lambs.
Yep.
Yep. Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill. I fucking watched Monk before I watched Silence of the Lambs and went, what the fuck are you doing here?
I thought you were about to do the quote, would you fuck me, because you said fucking. Yeah, yeah. Yep. No.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
I was thinking the quote where is we're wearing the skin suit and would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. Yeah, yeah. So that was going through. And then, I mean, we're still talking Easter. There was like something for... I was just seeing if it was on the screen. It's not...
Kes is watching Champions.
Cool. Joshy is. Like Miracles of the Bible or whatever, right? And it had Moses parting the Red Sea.
Okay.
Now, when it showed Monk, it had funny, comedy, police dramas, whatever, right? Yeah. Just describing what it is. For this one, for this, whatever the hell it was, Bible miracles.
Real life or cartoon?
I think it was real life.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Yeah, it was. Because the tag they used was docudrama. Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Cool.
Yeah. I'm happy for you to have just like religious there. That's always what the shit would be called.
I mean, is it like a drama version of Parks and Rec, but the Bible?
It's dramatized versions of Bible stories is what I'm guessing.
Okay.
But they're considering it docudrama because they're calling it fact based on it being a documentary slash dramatization of that.
Well, is it half and half? Like, are they doing kind of a, this is a part of the, you know, where they cut to, like bullshit?
I don't believe so, no.
I'm kind of fascinated now.
I don't remember what it's called, but just let Netflix leave it on, don't touch it, and you'll see those ads come up.
What I will say is there was a film released the end of last year called Journey to Bethlehem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually I wouldn't give a shit, but it came up on TikTok because the villain song for King Herod was played by Antonio Banderas.
Ooh, Antonio Banderas.
Yes. And he sings a song called It's Good to Be King. And honestly, and I think the reason this came up so much is because that song, that villain song in comparison to the villain song from the recently released Disney film Wish, I don't even know what that Disney song sounds like. This Antonio Banderas song was so fucking good, and it still comes up in my shuffle sometimes. I'm like, it just
Antonio Banderas,
and honestly made me want to see the film, because when you watch the video for it, it's like,
there you go,
like his son just stops for like a dance break in the middle of the song and he goes, I'm gonna kill him.
Here we go. And the next thing to show up on this Netflix advertising was Oppenheimer.
Oh.
One of the tags used was bittersweet. It's like, yes, this story, about a guy who helps create a bomb that fucking changes the path of human history forever. I call that pretty fucking bittersweet.
Oppenheimer is a very specific type of film. And the type of film it is...
I haven't seen it. No spoilers. No spoilers.
If this film had been released in 2011...
Mm-hmm.
The ending of this film would have had What I've Done by Linkin Park played over it.
Yeah.
That's the type of film it is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, speaking of Linkin Park, they have an album called Minutes to Midnight. Very appropriate.
Yep.
But you know what? We are minutes away now from the end of this episode, episode 141 of Hey Buddy Nice Podcast. So it's time for the self-promotion portion. I wonder how many people stop listening around about now.
I wouldn't blame them.
It can't be zero. I mean, it's more than zero.
Yeah, there's probably people listening to... How funny do we sound at, like, 2x speed?
I listen to us at 1.55 times speed every week when I'm editing the podcast.
I listen to us normally if I'm listening.
Mm.
And I only ever listen at double speed if
I'm talking.
No, I mean like other podcasts. I'll quite often listen to, like, Jock versus Nerd at 2x speed.
Oh, really?
And I'll often listen to it if it's like I know a certain part is in an episode, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll listen to it 2x speed until I can find it.
Yeah, I just scrub through it until I find it. But no, I listen to everything at 1x.
Yeah, under normal circumstances.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's promotion time. Let's see. How do we start this? Oh, that's right. At the start of this episode, we thanked a whole bunch of people. I think it was like 13 of you. A couple of you joining this week. If you would like to be like these awesome people, you can go to patreon.com/nicepodbud. And there's a few different reward tiers that you can sign up for. You get stuff like bonus content. You can even have us send you things in the post. There's a super secret level which needs to be removed now because it is totally irrelevant. We had another idea of what to do with that, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Pay us to
make
shut
us
up.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, just a couple of bucks each month gets you the bare minimum, which is bonus content and show notes that I take while editing the podcast. But what we understand that not everybody can afford to dish out some dosh our way. We appreciate you just listening every week, now once a week, but hopefully for maybe a little bit longer periods of time. I mean, not as long as our first episodes were.
Holy shit.
Or that very special episode.
Oh my god, yeah, that was a chonky
boy. 2 hours, fuck, yeah, certified
that was
husky
the
boy.
Reason we went to 2 episodes a week.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But yeah, just listening, interacting with us on social media, telling people who you think might like this show, maybe this specific episode, maybe they just really have strong opinions about chocolate bunnies, and they would appreciate it.
Or maybe they have strong opinions about trading card styles. And genuinely, yes. If you have any thoughts and comments about that, please let me know as soon as possible so I can get these printed.
Write in admin@nicepodbud.com or go to nicepodbud.com and use the contact form. There's a suggestions box there on the side as well that you can use. Was it suggestions or was it corrections? I can't remember. But you can use either contact form and it'll come through to us.
You can also
You can also send us... Go on.
I was going to say you could see it to us directly.
No, I was going to say the type of things you might want to send us besides suggestions of what could be done with these cards is your own personal artwork and your art crimes. We always appreciate art crimes and talking about them. So yeah, send that stuff too. But like Brogan was saying, you can also talk to us directly on social media platforms, at NicePodBud for all of us, or Brogan specifically, at 7 Billion Needles. Hi, Brogan's boss.
And you can talk to Wayne directly at Wayne Geo.
Very much so. Hi, Brogan's boss. Reach out to me. I can give you the dirt on Brogan. Yeah, I tell you what episodes of the back catalogue to listen to, and then, yep. Wide-eyed Brogan is like, the fuck, man,
no!
Are you doing?
That is the look of you have 28 days remaining of your life until I hunt you down and kill you.
Oh, I'm getting to America before you.
That's true.
Yeah, so I got 28 days plus 6 or 7, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, thanks for stopping by and having a listen.
As always, stay fresh, cheesebags.